Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy from the Democratic side of the aisle. Yesterday, Darren LaHood on the Republican side joined us to talk a little bit about the stimulus package. We've invited Raja to come back, too. Congressman, are you there?
Hey, how are you, John?
Are you in the 8th District today, or are you in D.C.?
I am. I'm in the 8th District in Schaumburg.
And what do you feel about allowing? I have a lot of questions about the specifics of this, Congressman. Hopefully you can answer them. But do you think we should investigate allowing members of Congress to vote on pieces of legislation, even if they are not in the Capitol on the floor of the House or Senate?
I think we have no choice, John. I think this particular pandemic illustrates why it's so important that we, you know, be able to do the people's business in a, you know, kind of a natural disaster situation, or God forbid, a man-made disaster in the future. We can't allow, you know, the wheels of the government to come to a halt because of these disasters. That being said, we do have to iron out some kinks. You know, one of the ways that we would have to vote if we were to be able to do so from home or remotely would be electronic. And of course, we're all concerned about, you know, interference in elections, and we have to be, you know, maximally confident that we could do remote voting without any fear of hacking or such interference in the future, certainly in Congress.
Do you know what the, I guess so, I mean, I think it would be easier to monitor 525 people and make sure that they had a password or that their vote was legitimate.
Right.
Maybe you do some sort of double test to make sure you have a visual connection and watch the vote come through. But it seems to me like that is a manageable thing. What is the number now? Is it $2 trillion? What is this stimulus package going to be?
I've seen different numbers, but I think the latest number I saw was $2.2 trillion. And some of it, you know, depends a bit on, you know, how much it gets taken advantage of. But it could be, you know, upwards of more than $2 trillion at this point.
Okay. And taken advantage of. Are you talking about pork there? What do you mean by that?
No, I'm talking about, you know, certain programs. I'll just give you one example. You know, for instance, the unemployment insurance program, a certain amount has been allocated for it. Will the full amount be utilized in terms of people qualifying for it? On the other hand, a certain amount has been allocated for checks that are going to be distributed, and that full amount will be dispersed. So it depends on the portion of the stimulus package in terms of an amount being allocated and perhaps the eligibility of folks maybe not being fully utilized. And then in other sections, you know, we just have to send the money out because, you know, people are already eligible.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's forgive the congressman if he doesn't know the answer to your questions about this. What with it just being literally finalized in the last 24 hours, and I presume it's many hundreds of pages long. Raja, did you have a page count for me on this thing?
I think it's 900 pages, around 900. So, yeah, I beg your forgiveness in advance if I don't have the specific answer, but I do want to mention that folks can contact my office, and we'll be happy to help you on an individual basis as well.
The threshold is $75,000 in adjusted gross income, and if you are that or less, you get $1,200. So if you made $74,000, you would be eligible for the full $1,200, correct?
Correct. And even if you made more than $75,000, you'd still be able to get a certain amount of a check up to $99,000 as a single person. And then after $99,000, you would no longer be able to receive a check. If you're married, you would be able to receive a check up to $198,000 combined income.
What about if I'm over the threshold and I wouldn't be eligible for any, but our combined income is such that we would be eligible for the full $2,400 as a couple filing jointly? Would we get the $2,400 then, or would just the one spouse get the $1,200?
My understanding is that you could get the full $2,400 because, especially if you're married filing jointly.
Social Security recipients, will they also be getting this?
Yes.
Will it be taxed?
It's not a taxable event.
Will this be something I have to pay back on my next income tax return? Does that make sense? Will this, in other words, be counted against my return for the next fiscal year?
No.
I'm just thinking of all of the questions that people have called in or asked about. So this is a, you don't have to pay back. You will not be asked to be taxed on this, a flat out grant to people.
It's a grant. And the primary reason for it, John, is that, you know, business has dried up for so many businesses at this point, and customers have dried up, and we need to put money in the pockets of people, especially folks who are going to spend it. And that spending of the money is stimulative in itself.
Yeah.
And we got to get it out there ASAP. You didn't ask me the question, but I'll just tell you, because I'm sure people are wondering, which is, do they need to apply for it? The answer is no. The IRS already knows what your income was for 2019, which is the primary year that they're going to determine whether you're eligible for the checks, and they'll just direct deposit the money into your account. And so they're trying to get it out as soon as possible. I think Steve Mnuchin, Secretary Mnuchin, said he's going to try to get it out within the next few weeks.
Is it to people over the age of 18 with a Social Security number, or how do you determine who's eligible that way?
Yes, you need a Social Security number. If you are above 18, you count as an adult. But if you're under, I'm sorry, if you are a dependent, okay, then you would be eligible for your parents receiving the $500 check for the household, okay?
So, Congressman, that's my question. I own a 22-year-old college student who I still claim is a dependent, right? I just did my taxes. I claim him
You can't double dip here. So
he's not going to get his check.
That's right. I believe, you know what? I don't want to say the wrong answer.
Right.
Let's find out for you and get back to you on that.
But that makes sense. I mean,
you got better things to do.
That makes sense to me, though.
But I don't imagine both of you that you would get $600 or $500 for that child, and the child would also get $1,200.
But
it
no,
would be one
no.
or the other.
But there, are parents whose income is going to exceed the floor or the ceiling or whatever
and
you're going to call it, and they're going to get nothing.
Yeah. Right. So that would be somebody who doesn't get anything then.
So basically, the household income is the primary determinant of whether you get a check at all. I don't know your particular situation, but those thresholds, if you're married filing jointly, earning over 198, I don't think that you get a check. The real question that I want to find out the answer, because I don't see it in the materials before me, is do you get a check for the child? The dependent, and I'd like to come back to you on that before I misspeak.
Okay, I'll misspeak. Just my read of it is that they won't, but that's just one man's read who's been reading the news, so let's let's let the congressman's staff delve into that. We'll report back for Steve and for a lot of people who are similarly disposed. That's a good question. Congressman, all of our phone lines are ringing. Will you take some calls with us?
Sure, the easy ones, please.
As if. 312-981-7200, 8th Congressional District, Raja Krishnamurthy on a phone line from your nation's capital. 8th Congressional District Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy is on a phone line. We're asking him questions about this stimulus package. Congressman, you said that it'll be based on your 2019 income. The IRS and federal government know who you are. They know your Social Security number, so you don't even need to apply for it. It'll be based on your 2019 income. But this is March of 2020. If this is the year my income plummets, I could really use a stimulus check now. Maybe I'm out of work right now, but it'll be based on last year's income. So I suspect there's going to be plenty of people who could really use this money, but based on last year's taxes, wouldn't be eligible, right?
So in that case, they qualify for the unemployment insurance provisions and so forth. But that's correct. They don't. They don't. They would not qualify based on this year's income. It's based on last year's income.
Okay. Yeah. And I guess that's why then the boost from what was it, 39 to 52 weeks for the unemployment income, and a boost in that unemployment income, right?
Correct. And that's a big victory for, I don't know if we should be celebrating anything at this point in time, but there was a real pushback, which caused a snag in the Senate on extended unemployment insurance, as well as how much the federal government should be paying to unemployed workers. And what is going to happen is that each state is going to do its own thing in terms of their unemployment insurance program, and then the federal government is going to put an additional $600 per week for every unemployed worker, including for gig workers. Okay, and the idea there is to try to restore for at least these 4 months during which, you know, hopefully we'll be finishing up the epidemic or pandemic and dealing with it, they'll be earning what they were earning before, which was about 100% of their salary.
Yeah. Well, boy, if you had to pick one, it seems to me like unemployment benefits for the currently unemployed or underemployed is almost more relevant than basing it on last year's income and giving people a check. If your income is suddenly dropped, you're the one we need to take care of. So I'm glad for that provision.
Yeah, the unemployment insurance is absolutely essential, and you know that is going to start up right away as well.
Okay, questions for the congressman. Kathy, you're on WGN Radio. What can we do for you, Kathy? You're on the air.
Hi. I was just wondering, is what about the people who are retired and don't file an income tax? Will they still get it or not?
If you haven't filed anything in terms of your tax return, I read this morning, and I'm still going through this, and we can, answer your question individually, but they are encouraging people to file a return so that the government knows exactly, you know, where to deposit your check and to make sure that you're eligible. And so I would highly recommend folks to file a return, even if they didn't have to, in order to just expedite the government having your information, being able to direct deposit it, and so forth.
We'll give the congressman's phone number in a second. And if he's not your congressman, I think his staff will still work for you, but you might look up your individual congressperson and ask them some of these questions, too. That's why they have staff. This is what they do. Maureen, you're on WGN. What's your question, Maureen?
Oh, it's the same question that the lady just asked. I had not been filing taxes for some time now, and I was wondering if I know they said it's based on your tax return, and I was wondering how they would even know to send a check.
Yeah, and I wonder what a tax return looks like that is indicating that you haven't made any money or filed.
So here, I just read some guidance on it. Basically, they're asking that if you haven't filed a tax return, file a return as soon as you can, at least for 2018, because it could really help them in expediting the payments. And so that is some of the guidance that we're receiving from the Treasury. Again, please contact my office, and we'll give you more detailed information. The number is 847-413-1959.
I'll repeat that again in just a minute. 1959 at the end of that, right, Congressman?
Yeah. Yeah, 413-1959.
By the way, my colleague here, Ji Suk Yee, just strolled into the studio. She does our business lunch. Hi, Ji.
Hi. A question that I've been getting from a lot of listeners is, will they still get the check if they owe the IRS money?
Great question. I read guidance on that this morning, and the answer is, it depends on what kind of debt that you owe. If for some reason you're under garnishment for a student debt, let's say,
yep.
And you owe money for that, you will be able to receive the check. But if it's for some other reason, you may not be able to. And so, again, we can answer that question depending on the type of debt that you owe.
But if you're asking about owing money on your 2020 return based on your 2019 income, there's no garnishment here. It's simply, I'm going to have to write a check to the IRS this year. The checks will pass in the mail, but they're still going to send me my full boat, correct, Congressman?
Correct.
Yeah, that's a good question, G. You're getting ready to do your show, too, I presume.
Yes, we are. We were trying to figure this out, so I've been listening intently. Great to hear from Congressman directly.
Let's absolutely, G.
Take another call. Don's in Kankakee. You're on WGN. Don, what can we do for you?
Hey, I wanted to thank you for taking my call. You're not my representative, but I really do appreciate you taking time to answer questions. My question kind of goes off of what was just said, is my wife and I had owed back taxes from last year, and we were still paying on them. We're paying them down, and we were just curious if we would still get a check or if the IRS would hold it as payment.
Again, I don't want to misspeak, so please contact us, and we'll answer that question on an individual basis. But my general understanding is that they want to get these checks out the door. And if you have been doing what you were supposed to do in terms of sending your payments in on time for past debts owed, that the check is going to come to you regardless. It's just those tricky situations where, you know, I don't want to make up a fictitious situation completely, but if you're just a tax, you've been absconding on taxes for years and years, and there's a real problem there, I have seen some guidance that you're going to have to probably answer for some of that before you get more taxpayer money.
Doesn't sound like it's his case, though. Don, thanks for the call. Good luck to you. We'll repeat the number in a moment. Kristen has a question that I think affects a lot of people. Kristen, you're on WGN. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. And my question is, what about all of the undocumented workers who range in between 9 million and 11 million people who are cleaning our houses and mowing our lawns? How are they going to benefit from the stimulus package?
That's a great question. This was a contentious topic for sure in the Senate, and essentially they insisted that there has to be a Social Security number in as part of being eligible for receiving a payment. So those folks would not receive payments. That being said, there are other pots of money that are going to go, for instance, to healthcare authorities and healthcare agencies and hospitals and so forth, where, you know, people who might be undocumented will still be able to receive services. That's how that was treated.
Okay, but there's a lady that cleans our house once in a while, and she has a Social Security number, but we don't issue a 1099. It's a cash transaction. She's out income now. She's not going to people's houses. I guess because all of that is irrelevant, right, Congressman? If she has a Social Security number, she's a legal resident, then she's going to get money regardless of her losing income from us, right?
Right. As long as she, again, I stress the need to file the tax return. I think that just expedites everything. So if she did file a tax return, she is going to have her money expedited to her as well.
And Kathy said from Crest Hill, with the stimulus, is everyone getting it even if they're retired? Well, if you have income below the threshold, this doesn't care if you're retired or not, right?
No, it doesn't care. We don't care if you're retired. We don't care if you receive Social Security or if you receive other types of assistance. It's those income thresholds that are most important.
Maybe time for one more question if we all go quick. Jim, you're on WGN. What's your question, Jim? You're on the air.
Real quick, Congressman, thank you very much for your service, and thanks for taking these calls. I've got a son who came out of school, paid his way, worked his tail off. He got a job, worked 3 weeks, was furloughed, is the term they used. My question is, he did not have any income last year. He's got he's doing the right thing, and I'm just wondering, how do we establish him getting any benefit.
Did he file an income tax return last year?
Negative. He was not earning.
Okay, but this year, will he?
He would, yeah.
Okay, Congressman, your thoughts?
Did you claim him as a dependent last year?
I would have, yes. And okay. I apologize if you address this while I was waiting.
That's okay. That's okay.
No. These are excellent questions. I don't want to misspeak. I think it's best for you to call us and just let's get the answer for you. He will definitely be eligible for the unemployment insurance right now. And then as for the check, let's verify before I give you the wrong answer.
They wrote him.
Can I
go ahead, Congressman?
Can I say something about the small business portion of the stimulus? Because I think that's equally, if not more important than anything else in this package. There's at least $377 billion that's been allocated for small businesses. I was a small businessman during the last Great Recession. I was incredibly frustrated by the TARP program and the incredible access to capital that large businesses and institutions had, but small businesses did not. And so I lobbied really hard for changes this time around for small business programs. I just want to talk about a couple of them real quick. One is that there are at least two really important types of loans and grants that are going to be available to small businesses. One is called the basically, it's a non-recourse, no personal guarantee or collateral requirement necessary for receiving money to keep people on payroll and for certain operating expenses for a certain period of time. And so there's $350 billion that's been allocated just for that program. And so I hope people really look into that because I think we want to keep people on payroll. We don't want them to be laid off. And then the second is there's actually a grant. And, oh, by the way, that particular type of loan is forgivable after a certain period of time. The other type of program is a straight-out grant, and $10 billion has been allocated for this. And these are, you know, essentially checks that would be cut, I think, in the amount of $10,000 after certain basic requirements are met, and they'd be cut pretty quickly by the SBA. And so I hope that small business folks look into this right away. Again, you can contact my office, but these were two programs that I lobbied for very, very hard because we got to help our small businesses get back on their feet ASAP and keep payroll.
Congressman's phone number is 847-413-1959. You can look him up online as well, Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy. You don't know how to spell Krishnamoorthy, but is the only one in the Congress named Raja, R-A-J-A. Nice to talk to you, Congressman. Thanks for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
WGN Radio News. We're getting to it in 2 minutes.